India needs to create 1 million jobs each month just to absorb new workers. The current government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is fighting for re-election. Recently, leaked figures suggested India's unemployment rate is at a 45-year high. However, underemployment is an even bigger problem, as I learned when I hit the pavement in a working-class neighbourhood in West Delhi.
Thank you, sir.
Anand Kumar is 28 years old and his family's sole earner. His job is to go door to door trying to sell small business owners on the trucks his employer manufactures. At this tiny open-air truck-for-hire stand, Anand, who's got holes in his socks and trousers coming apart at the seams, tries a soft sell on this hard-nosed owner. But he's rebuffed. Your competitors' trucks are bigger, they carry more, the man says.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Anand came to Delhi as a destitute child and mopped floors for $4 a month to survive. Later, he earned a college degree while holding down a full-time job and spending his weekends cramming for an exam, which he hoped would land him a coveted job with the Indian government.
Private companies want you to work 6 days a week for very little money. They are squeezing you for profits. A government job is more secure.
Across India, millions of workers like him are struggling to find well-paid, secure jobs. In a land of 1.3 billion people, human labor is extremely cheap. I'm in an office building in central Delhi. There are six elevators, and in each one, there is a job.
Aapka naam kya hai?
Amit Kumar.
My name is Amit. I push buttons in the elevator.
That whining sound is an overhead fan keeping us cool in this 100-degree weather. Now, Amit is not a status symbol. He's not a livery doorman like you might find on Park Avenue. His job simply exists because he's so cheap to hire.
There's a lift ke andar kabhi kabhar
overload. I keep the elevator from getting overcrowded.
And just as he says that, nearly a dozen laborers who are doing construction on one of the floors have just got into the lift. So it's Amit's job to make sure they don't overcrowd the lift.
If the electricity goes, some people don't understand how the buttons work. It's a good job. I work under a fan. I'm comfortable.
Amit's job is still below minimum wage. But despite the lack of job opportunity, Anand says he'll still vote for India's current ruling party, the BJP.
In my village, we used to say, wow, when electricity came a few hours a day. It was so rare. Now we have electricity 18 hours a day. We need to give the BJP more time to achieve what they promised. I feel disappointed that I have got a job paying only half what I want. But when I look back on my childhood, I think, well, things are still better.